Welcome to Effortless Manifesting with Candace Cherie. Here you will learn to transform your life, heal your past, and become the person who has it all. Effortless Manifesting is your one-stop shop for all things manifesting. Stick around and join us for laughs, love, and new beginnings.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast. We have a beautiful new studio. It looks so fun. We're coming to you very casual. I have a nice blankie. George is... Hey, babe. Honey. Babe. We're filming. Hello. Get back.
I'm transcending into the 95th dimension of the universe. Please come back to me in a moment.
Welcome to my crazy husband. All right, Mr. Love.
95th.
Are you
dimension?
Ready? Are you ready to do this?
Dementia, huh? Yes.
Are you ready to do this?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, I'm here. That was wonderful. Yeah. That
so
felt very good.
For everyone watching, if those of you, like, you guys need to definitely, you know, start watching us on YouTube so you can see how cute it is.
Watch. Yes. We're good actors.
We are. All right. So we have our fancy script. This is the nicest script you've ever seen.
So delightful. Very prepared. I feel very prepared here, everybody.
I know how perfect our little doodad is.
Yes.
Today, we can get more comfy. Today's episode is about why your relationship sucks with your specific person.
Well, mine doesn't. Mine's terrific. I don't know about, is yours good?
Mine's freaking great.
Mine's great. It's absolutely great. It literally couldn't be better. We've had our spots and patches and stuff, and we got through them because that's what this is all about.
That's what this is about. Evolution of
I like connect it. With me because of these microphones. Phone home. Yeah, there you go.
ET phone home.
Cured me of yes. all my emotional disease.
Yes.
He did not talk that well.
He didn't.
Actually. So
he was like, ET phone home.
ET as a second language? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm going to ask you some questions, babe. This is going to be like Q&A style for us.
I love it.
So everyone, you know, watching at home can understand what our new format is.
Yes. And after the school of love that we have gone through, I want to see if I could pass the test here today.
That's right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Right here, baby. Look straight into my eyes while I ask you this delicious question.
96th dimension, 97th.
So the first question is, what did you used to think that was bad in relationships before me? What did you used to think was bad?
Wow. Okay, so that is a wonderful question. There was a lot more that I thought was bad than I thought was good.
Okay.
Now, knowing that, you know, what I had come from, you know, with a lot of traumatic experiences as a child and everything, there was never an example of a good relationship in our household. It was just constant fighting, constant separation. You know, I never saw them kiss. I never saw them hug. I never saw them do anything that we do in normal relationships. Like, literally, they were not affectionate and, you know, they were just fighting all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it kind of led me to be put in a position of what relationships are like. What they felt like to me were anxiety driven. They were very anxiety driven. They caused a lot of codependence. The things that I thought were bad in a relationship as a result of that were, I wouldn't get the attention I sought. There was a certain kind of attention I would look for that I was completely lacking as a child. And that certain kind of attention was any kind of attention. So any which way I can get attention from the other person where it's a compliment or it's a, they recognized something or they, you know, thought I was so good at something. It was attention, and it put the spotlight a little bit more on me, and it made me feel kind of better about myself. But the problem was, the way I was raised, I constantly needed that attention to validate the fact that I was okay and good enough and acceptable. Mm. And then the other thing was, anytime, you know, I was in a relationship where there was, you know, somebody that was more talented than me or had more skills than I did or made more money or was excelling in their career more, or owned their own business, whatever. It was an intimidation factor, and it caused me to feel so self-conscious about myself that I couldn't tolerate being in the relationship anymore. And it was, I saw how toxic these patterns were.
Yeah.
Like maybe a few years ago, but several years ago, I still didn't know what to do. I just knew now I'm in a position where, nope, this ain't normal. This ain't okay. Gotta change. So, and then I met you and you changed it.
Well, so what kept you there? What kept you in these toxic relationships? Because there's so many people that follow us that are in these toxic relationships that I just want to give them a hug and say, please stop.
I know. I can narrow it down into one thing. The comfort of repetition.
Interesting.
The comfort of repetition is so powerful, people, like that. I don't even understand. Like when we're talking about people that are in these types of relationships, it's almost seemingly impossible to get out of, because mm-hmm. the only coping tool they have is, in order for me to feel safe, I have to have the same thing I can rely on every day. It doesn't matter how bad it is for me. I'll get used to it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. We get used to so many things. Our bodies get used to so many things. And this is the dangerous part, I feel, at least with me, is if it gets used to anything, how am I able to differentiate that, the contrast between the good stuff and the bad stuff? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And so when you're already in it, there is no way to differentiate it. You just feel like garbage, or you feel like fantasticism. So that's the only real thing about it. So when you're in that already, and the habit is created, and the normalcy is there, and like the familiarity is there, it's hard to take that away, because that's the familiarity is that only false sense of safety and comfort that you provided for yourself.
Yeah, it's like addiction. We become addicted to these toxic relationships, and so many people that follow us are addicted to their person. They're addicted to this person, and they're, you know, a lot of them are in limerence and they're not even in love, and it's so difficult to get out of because they become obsessed with that person, right?
Right.
And, you know, I always like to tell people that if you can imagine that you're going to be okay without your person, you can imagine, like, I will still function, my life will move on if I don't have this person, then you're in a healthy love with them. Mm-hmm. But if it's, I have to have this person or I will die without them, then you have a problem.
A big one, 100%.
You are not in love. You are in a toxic state of attachment.
Limerence.
Yeah, and an attachment to them that makes them so like pedestaled that all you can see is them. They're on this top high pedestal, and you're just like, oh, I have to have you, and you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and everything is so great. But really, this person that you're they're manifesting is not the best for them. Mm-hmm. They're not even in a match. They're not a match for them at all. Mm. You know, they haven't assumed better of them. They haven't assumed better of themselves, and they're stuck. They're uh-huh. stuck in this. And it's really, it's very sad. And I feel so bad for so many of our followers who are watching or listening that haven't figured out yet how to get out of it. And that's where we come in.
It's so hard to get out of it on your own, particularly. Yeah. But I kind of feel like you and I have been through so many diverse things and inside other relationships that we have kind of, in a way, forced ourselves to learn these things over time.
Yep.
As what is the pattern that I'm creating? What is this repetition that I'm creating? But you know what? Have you ever thought about this? There is no pattern other than what you create for yourself. Mm-hmm. It was never there. It's not like we were born with these terrible patterns that are causing us, you know, grief and strife in our lives, right, and losing relationships and gaining unhealthy relationships. And then we always look at it as the cycle. We always go through this cycle uh-huh. over and over of predictability again, yep, because we aren't stepping out of our predictable world. We're just in our constant familiarity world.
Yeah.
And that's unhealthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I have another question for you.
Please. I'm ready.
You're ready? You're wide awake? Okay. Do you think is toxic now? Maybe versus what you
I don't even need my paper.
What you believed was toxic before, but yeah. Now what is toxic to you?
Yeah. And this word comes in a lot of different forms, but manipulation, mm-hmm, obviously. Whether it's somebody manipulating you to get what they want, or manipulating you into a behavior or mm-hmm. something, manipulation is never okay. Twisting words is also another way that happens, and that's also not okay. Like, anything to do with really taking away the autonomy of the other person mm-hmm. is very toxic. Taking away the person's person. Saying your person isn't good enough because it doesn't match with my needs. Well, if it doesn't match with your needs, why are you with this person? Mm. If it doesn't match your needs, are you going to look for another person from a different energetic perspective, or are you going to continue to follow, you know, or seek other relationships in the current state that you're in and keep repeating the cycle that you're creating,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole question. I mean, that's the whole answer to that. Like, it's interesting why we do
that. I think that...
But that's not all. There's a few more.
you want to keep going?
Oh, yeah. No, there's a couple other ones I wanted to talk about. So what's toxic now is like, we spoke about this earlier with expectations, and I was hoping you can kind of elaborate on that. But I just noticed my entire life, minus semi-recently in our own life, when we expect something from somebody else, you're going to get disappointed, other than respect, because that's just, that's a given. Like, you don't disrespect, you know, your person. Any kind of expectation of, I need this person to be that way so I could feel this way, so I can act that way, so I can finally do this. I'm waiting for my person to make the relationship that's failing a success. And that is the very reason why the relationship actually fails. When you wait for your other person to make the relationship succeed, you will fail.
Yeah, absolutely. Expectation like that can be very toxic. It can be very limiting for you because you're looking outside of yourself and saying, this person has to change before I will be happy, before I will be able to move forward, and before I will be able to do what I need to do for myself. Always expecting your partner to change when you aren't doing anything about it. Like, I always tell people, don't do that. Don't expect your specific person to change unless you change. And a lot of people, when they're manifesting their specific person, they're doing exactly that. They're expecting that person to, you know, call them, text them, be in love with them, all the things that they want, yet they have not even scratched the surface of their own trauma.
Right.
And they haven't focused on healing their limiting beliefs and becoming the best version of themselves. Mm-hmm. And they're never going to get what they want like that. Mm-hmm. They're always going to be struggling, always going to be suffering, because they're forgetting that it begins with self, right? It begins with you. And that's, I think, one of the best things that you and I have done is really look at self.
Oh, yeah.
And changing that.
Oh, yeah. 100%. And I am like massively guilty about that. Like, that's, you know, when we end up like looking also at everybody else but ourself, we run into the same stuff over and over again, because you can't really do the thing of, I got to change matter with matter, right? I got to change this with force. I got to make. And it's like, you can't make. You can only decide for you, because you govern this and you don't govern anything else outside of that. Yeah. But you do, in a way. When you change the you, the universe changes around, because it conforms to a new energetic pattern you're creating, and it has to match the vibration.
Yep.
And that happens like regularly. I was so skeptical of this before, and it makes perfect sense now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what were, if I may, here we got a question for this young, beautiful lady.
Okay.
What are the red flags you overlooked in your past relationships?
Ooh, I had too many. Oh my God.
I know, me too.
I had so many red flags.
I had red flags on fire, like past relationships.
Yeah. In my last abusive relationship, there were some things that I found out in very early on in our relationship that I was like, oh, I guess that shouldn't matter. You know, like his ex messaging and saying he had just slept with her. And I'm like, oh no. He's like, oh, she's crazy. All these things that I thought.
Just a one timer.
Yeah. I thought, oh no, she's crazy. Yeah. I'll believe him that she's crazy. Even though my intuition was saying she's not crazy. She's telling the truth. Why are you overlooking this? You know, but the reason I overlooked it was because I had previously been in a 10-year relationship where I had no love. I wasn't loved at all. And then this relationship came in and love bombed me and made me feel like $1 million and like all this love I'd never felt before. And so when you're in that situation, it turns off logic. It turns off your intuition, and your intuition is like, oh, hi, but it's very, very quiet instead of screaming at you and saying, stop, stop, stop. And
it's like, you don't want to do that. Oh, I can just ignore that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I wanted to forget that voice in my head telling me, and there was a million red flags, which I'm not going to get into, but that voice was wanting to tell me to not do this. You know, don't do this. Mm-hmm. Get out of this. But
we don't listen. We're too scared to listen.
We don't listen, you know, but at the end of the day, I always say it was part of my journey. You know, everybody's relationships are part of your journey. I wouldn't even probably have this company if it wasn't for that relationship that was so toxic and abusive, where I was able to come out of it and heal and find law of assumption and find this path of becoming a coach and helping others heal trauma, like none of that would have probably happened had that part not been on my journey. And it wouldn't have my two, you know, our two little youngsters, you know, so it's part of it. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Well, why do you think people like overlook the red flags? Is it fear? Is it like just, I mean, if it's a red flag, that should be the elimination of fear to look at it. So why do you think it's feels like the opposite for most of us to look at a red flag?
I think.
And make a decision on it.
Yeah, it's trauma. Trauma is the ruler of all things in our life. It's our limiting beliefs and our trauma that cause us to not take life from a healthy perspective, to not look at life from a healthy perspective. It makes us go, well, this is the kind of relationship I've always known. And if we try to veer off the path and do something different, it's not going to feel comfortable. So I'm going to go and look for this terrible, toxic person in my life who actually doesn't really love me and is treating me like crap. But it's what I know. Mm-hmm. It's the relationship I know. It's the history and the trauma that I know.
Comfort and expectation.
Yeah. That's and so, dangerous. Yeah. So when we are operating from that place, that toxic mindset, and unfortunately our trauma can turn us into a toxic person ourselves. Mm-hmm. We aren't making healthy decisions. We aren't manifesting people in our lives from a healthy mindset. And then we're like, why isn't my SP coming back? Well, you know, did your SP cheat on you 45 times? Were they abusive? Did they say terrible things to you and you still want them?
And how do you want them back? Because they can show up back in your life as the toxic person you don't need.
Right.
Or they could show up as a different person or a completely different person.
Yeah. And when you do heal and you do change yourself and you do reassume your reality, all of a sudden you might say, oh, I don't actually want that person anymore.
Yeah.
I want somebody else. I want somebody better.
And that is seriously, seriously powerful change.
Yeah,
that like, is. Doesn't get any better than that. I do have another question for you, but it's going to come from a place of, where's the box thing for this?
Oh, it's over
it's
here.
It's my questions. Give me the box.
I don't. It's on
Where
the ground.
Where is it?
Well,
Where
just, are you, box? Why do you need the box?
Because I want to show people what this thing is.
Oh.
Oh, here we go.
It fell.
Sorry, I know I'm supposed to be right here with all that good stuff, but here we are so everyone can actually hear me. This is the coolest thing. So I wanted to just kind of address it. It's a couples reconnect deeper conversation. It was actually put together by a couple of PhDs here. It's really cool. I'm just going to randomly pick out a card and ask my beautiful, lovely wife a question.
Okay.
I want to make sure that this is a good one. Pay attention to the words that you use to communicate with your partner. Are there things you say that are hurtful? Obviously.
You said obviously?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's obvious. Like, if you are the one saying it to me, it might or might not hurt. That's kind of obvious. Like, there's nobody else in the room, right?
It sounded like obviously, like, of course she says hurtful things to me.
Of course, all the time. I can't tell you guys how many times she does this.
Yeah, right.
Not at all.
Are there hurtful things I say to you?
Are there things you say that are hurtful? You know, I'm not even sure I really like this card. I kind of want to pick a different one. That's weird. Oh, look at that. This is cool. What's your idea of a perfect wedding anniversary celebration?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a better one. Not how many things can you think of that can really damage and hurt your partner right now? Go. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. I would say, perfect celebration for anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's got to be going to our favorite Airbnb in Heber.
Oh, yeah.
At the cabin. We found this gorgeous Airbnb, obviously.
Horses.
With the horse. Yeah. Going on horseback rides.
Yes.
Oh, is that what you mean? Yeah. And just being there for more than 2 days, because obviously we are only able to go for a couple days at a time lately because of the kids. So, but being able to stay for like 3 or 4 days. And really just like relax and be in nature.
Make sure you say during monsoon season because we literally saw every piece of weather possible at the same time, including rainbows and doves.
It was so beautiful.
It was magic.
Yeah, we did. We saw thunder, lightning. Well, you can't see thunder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She
saw lightning.
She's got this ether thing ability.
Saw lightning, heard the thunder, hail.
Hail,
And bunch of clouds, the sun, and a rainbow all and at the
stars.
Same time.
because there were splits in the sky where like there weren't clouds where you could actually see stars. Because
I didn't see that.
Yeah, more towards at night.
Oh, at dusk.
Mm, sure,
dusk. Yeah, so that's what I would say for me.
Okay.
But what about for you?
Honestly, I would have probably pegged the exact same thing.
Yeah, I know.
That place is just magic. And I love it so much because it's just, it's in the mountains, it's fresh air, it's quiet, it's peaceful. The nature and the wildlife is just, I love the 1 acre open backyard. You know what I mean? Like here it seems more as if everything's enclosed. It's specific. You have this much of a confine you can walk in, but there it's open nature. It's like,
yeah,
you're just living on the actual mountain and it's rugged and not taken care of. That's what I love about it. Now here's a really good question too, but it's kind of more of a you thing. Okay. So it says, did you know that negative emotion in marriage or relationships affects men's health more than women's? So how would you apply this knowledge to your relationship?
Oh.
What would you do, sweetheart, knowing that I'm all messed up from all the things you do and don't?
I'm just kidding. Oh.
That's too funny.
Well, continue to be an amazing wife and give you space and trust that you are going to figure out whatever you're going through whenever you're going through it. And love you through it and not expect you to hurry up and change right away and allow you the time that you need without harassing you about it. Are you done yet? Are you better yet? Are you better yet? Like not pestering you and not being affected by your negative emotions. Also creating a beautiful, healthy space for us so that I'm my best self, because when I'm my best self, you are your best self. You are able to reflect that so much easier. And when I'm in my soft feminine energy, it's attractive for you. And you're able to just love me and just give me affection and attention. And then mama's happy.
And I just love you so much. And I always want to do that. And you are just the world's freaking greatest.
Oh, thank you.
But I wanted to even add kind of to that a little bit. It's not like the I need to wait for you to do that. It's my job.
Yeah.
To do this as well. So simultaneously, we should both be making that decision to do everything that you're just mentioning. Go inwards, take care of self. Don't expect the other person to change. Like, you see, that's where it comes into play. And this is where it works magically. Yeah. When we have both committed to doing that for ourselves. And amen. I just love you so freaking much for that, babe.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question for you.
Go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
So what are the green flags in our relationship that make you feel peace and contentment?
You know, I actually thought of several, and one really important one that I thought of was your beautiful tush. That is a huge green flag in this relationship. And, you know, these jeans and the things and the yoga pants you got going on, just so shapely, and I just love it. Okay, but not really.
That was so great. That's my favorite answer. I'll take that one. We don't have to ask anything else. We're done.
There we go.
We're going to end this episode. We're going to end on a good note.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
The other one, in all joking aside, supporting decisions whether you agree with them or not.
Okay.
And I think that has to do with, you don't have to finally decide to trust me because of an outcome that aligns with you. You trust me because you love me. That is what I'm talking about. Supporting decisions whether you agree with them or not. Honey, I like this. I don't like this. I think it's this and that, and it's going to cost that, or it's going to make you turn blue, like whatever.
Yeah.
But you obviously see something I don't, so go for it. And I love that. It's, you put so much trust in me by that. But at the same time, you do trust me to do my part, but I don't blame you about why you had a hard time trusting me previously. I wouldn't make decisions that were in the best interest of myself first. It was in the best interest of how can I manipulate something outside of me so I can create an artificial feeling that's going to be temporary and just kind of dissipate later on anyways. And these aren't healthy decisions. And so I knew that came from a place of, you trust me because you love me now. And but you also see at the same time that my decisions that I'm, you know, making in my life and in our life are that from a different energy perspective. And that's from, you know, going within.
Absolutely.
So same question to you. What are the green flags you see? I know the first one's also my tush.
Your tush, your beautiful tush, your kisses. You have the best kisses on the planet, for sure. Man, the green flags.
Too many of them. I can go on and on, actually. I had a whole list, but it's fine.
Well, green flags for me are accepting your own crap, like accepting your own stuff. Like when you accept what you're doing and you aren't blaming and you are taking accountability for yourself, that to me is such like a turn on for me. It is so attractive when I see you doing that. That to me is so, it's an example of a strong masculine man who can say, I messed up. I'm feeling this way because of me, not because of you, not because you did something, but because I'm feeling triggered because of something in my childhood or something that happened whenever. Taking that full accountability for yourself is extremely green flag for me.
Why, thank you. I've been practicing in the mirror.
Yeah. And, you know, being able to really take radical acceptance of self. And it's important for people to take radical acceptance of themselves, to look at what is it that I'm doing that maybe I'm blame shifting a little bit. You know, I think a lot of people in relationships, they blame shift. They say, well, I can't be happy because my partner's doing this, 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 this. And when I find myself falling into that trap, it immediately affects our relationship. And when you do it, it immediately affects our relationship. And it's so important for people to take accountability for themselves and to say, what is it that I'm doing that's affecting my relationships with my partner? What am I doing that's causing a rift in the relationship? Even if the other person is acting a fool, right? What am I doing that I, or what am I not doing that's causing this to continue? Like not healing my trauma, not changing my assumptions, not changing my limiting beliefs. And when people are expecting their partner to change without them doing that first, it's like insanity, you know, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. It's not going to change.
It also, all in my opinion, it kind of also puts a certain characteristic type on the other. When you are constantly saying to the other, this needs to change about you, that needs to change, and the only reason it does is because all the qualities that I have, even though perceived by you are negative, I'm comfortable with them, I'm satisfied with them, and this is the danger in comfort. This is the danger in accepting where you are because of comfort, because then you can't see how you're contributing to the relationship in a negative way.
Yeah.
And then it takes the blame off of you and responsibility and accountability, and you keep going in your cycle.
Yep. Absolutely. And so, you know, it's, I always say that it's so, what I tell my clients is you have to heal your trauma. You have to heal first. You have to look at yourself. They need to look at themselves first and say, what is it that I'm doing? How can I change? How can I get through whatever I'm feeling and become the best version of myself? And those beautiful, magical women who work with me have these radical changes because they take their life seriously. They're stepping into that divine goddess role. And they're saying, I'm in charge of my reality. I'm not putting it outside of me anymore. I'm not going to look for my person to make me happy. I'm making me happy. And so that takes me to, you know, this place in my mind of just sheer proud mama status, where I'm just like, I'm so proud of my girls, of the girls in my goddess program that are transforming and changing their life and becoming the best version of themselves.
Finally
becoming the divine queens that they're meant to be. So if those of you watching, if you are ready to finally have this beautiful, magical relationship that you want, have a relationship like George and I have that's taken us many years to get to, and you want this and you're ready, then click the link that's in this description of whatever you're watching this on. If you're watching or listening, there is a link to apply for our masterclass. And if you're accepted, we'll send it to you and it will explain all about how to have this kind of relationship and how to work with us in our goddess program. So thank you everybody for joining us. This has been another wonderful episode. George is putting on his sunglasses and he's going to go to sleep. And the fifth dimension. And we will see you guys soon.
We love you.
Bye.